Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said, the people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace and better future for their children. Addressing an election rally in Jammu, he said, voting in huge numbers in the last two phases of assembly elections is a testimony to this. Mr. Modi said, Congress can never respect those who die for the country. He blamed the Congress for making army families yearn for one rank, one pension for four decades. Mr. Modi said, after forming the government in 2014, his government implemented ORoP. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will also address rallies in the Union Territory today. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for the 40 assembly seats. The leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also actively canvassing for their candidates. In Haryana, polling for the 90 assembly seats will be held on the 5th of October. President Draupadi Murmu has said that speaking the truth makes the legal fraternity more powerful. Addressing the 21st convocation of the Nawsari University in Hyderabad today, President Murmu emphasized the need to work for social justice to the marginalized sections. She appreciated girl students for better performance and called to work for women's empowerment. Expressing concern over atrocities against women, she said that everyone should work together against atrocities. The president said students should work to achieve national goals. The president gave away gold medals to the students who achieved excellence in academics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Mr. Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. The BJP today strongly criticized the Congress over the MUDA scam in Karnataka. Briefing media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that Chief Minister Siddaramaiah and his family amassed huge wealth by misusing land and government authority in the MUDA scam. He questioned Congress central leadership for standing with the accused in the scam. The Mumbai police have issued a high alert for financial capture following a warning from central intelligence agencies about a potential terrorist attack. Security measures have been enhanced in crowded areas and religious sites as well as sensitive locations. India has hit back at Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif's reference to Jammu and Kashmir at the UN General Assembly. In reply to his speech, India said that a country run by the military with a global reputation for terrorism, narcotics trade and transnational crime has had the audacity to attack the world's largest democracy. Addressing a session at the UN General Assembly, Indian diplomat Bhavika Mangalanandan said, as the world knows, Pakistan has long employed cross-border terrorism as a weapon against its neighbors. She said, for such a country to speak about violence anywhere is hypocrisy at its worst. The Israel Defense Forces has claimed that they have killed Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah in yesterday's strikes on Beirut. Israeli military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani announced on X that Hassan Nasrallah is dead. However, there has been no comment from the Hezbollah on Israeli military claim. Nasrallah had led the Iran-backed group for more than 32 years, serving as a political and spiritual leader who guided Hezbollah to a position of prominence in Lebanon. Moreover, the commander of Hezbollah's southern front, Ali Karki, along with additional Hezbollah commanders, were also killed in the airstrike in Beirut's southern suburb of Dahiyeh. Israel said that it will continue targeting Hezbollah leaders. Earlier this week, Israel's army chief instructed troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. This comes as Israeli fighter jets intensify their bombardment of Hezbollah targets across the border, marking the most severe air assault since 2006. And in Macau Open Badminton, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand exited the championship following a loss to Chinese Tai Pi pair of Hung Dan Zhu and Xie Pia Shan in the women's doubles semifinals today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.